What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can be seated. If you can. Ha. Praise the Lord. Well, y'all still up from last week? That was some good stuff, wasn't it? Hot off the press. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's good. You know, that message last week has affected me all week long. And what was so cool about it is there was no plan there. God just took a direction and we followed it, and He ministered. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is so good to see Bob and Fran again, have them back. We missed you. We're glad you're back. Kemp, it's always good to see you here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's take and give God His tithes and our offerings at this time. Amen. Amen. Oh, y'all aren't excited at all.
Okay. If you don't have a bulletin, raise your hand. One of the ushers will get you one. If you need a cash giving envelope, raise your hand. The ushers will see you get one of those too. Well, I'd like to start with a little testimony, if I may. Last Sunday was a great big giant testimony. And if you haven't heard it, get the CD or listen to it on the internet. I know of at least two other people who have listened to that on the internet. Not from this church. One's in Kansas and one's in Texas and one is in Indiana. I was going to say Illinois and I knew that wasn't right. And both of them have emailed me and said, oh, that was such a blessing. And the lady, Ramona, that I talked about last week, who wrote the words to that song we put to music, she heard it. She said, I listened to it and I had to stop because I was crying so hard. And I had to go back and listen to it. And she said, every time I listened to it, it made me cry. So you need to hear that. You guys will get that on your CD. But yeah, if you've got it on the internet even, you can download it. The testimony is, if you remember the praise reports and the testimonies from last Sunday, I did interject that when you got a big testimony and a big praise report, the enemy's going to try and steal it. Oh, yeah. Did I not say that? Did I not say, guard your heart, watch out? He's going to try and do that, excuse me. Well, he did this week. He tried to steal that from me this week. And it hit me real hard. It was actually, because it was related to the writing, it's about this book we're doing about marriage and loving your husband. And we got back the feedback from the first half of the book that we've already submitted. And the only word, I got to be quite honest, the only word that I remember out of this big, long thing was the word horrific. And this was not a horror book we were writing. Had we been writing a Stephen King novel, that would have been good. This was not good. Horrific is the word that was used. Knocked the legs right out from under me. Enemy tried to steal the whole testimony. He tried to steal my calling. He tried to steal the words God had spoken to me. And for it probably lasted about a day on and off. Every time I thought of it, my stomach just turned. I could hardly eat. I couldn't even address the situation. I was emotionally and spiritually, I was ready to quit. The book, all of the writing, everything. I was ready to walk away from it and say, God, you must have made a mistake. And then I remembered my testimony from last Sunday, which was this agent. I know she didn't try to do that, but that's what her words did. And God had to say to me, what is she, God of all agents, that she knows everything? And he basically had to say the same thing to me about this editor. What is he, God of all the editors, that he knows everything? And so I actually emailed my friend Ramona. We become email buddies as a result of being roommates at the conference and stuff. And I said, you know, this is what happened, Ramona, and I'm ready to quit. But I'm reminded of my testimony from Sunday. And God said to me, how could I give you a testimony so big on Sunday that's a lie on Wednesday? He couldn't, right? And so I said, I will not allow the enemy to steal the joy I receive from writing. I will not allow him to kill this calling that God has given us. And I will not allow him to take anything from me, because I don't have anything that belongs to him. Everything is God's. And so as a result, I was able to rebound from that. Let me use that word, rebound. Because I did. I got down there. I was almost, I was like, you know, there's a what do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back? It's a stick. I was a stick at that point until I came back. I became a boomerang again. And so I was back. And I praise God for that, because if I hadn't had that testimony on Sunday for him to remind me of, who knows how long that would have kept me down. And, you know, and I know God has been dealing with me on some issues that have been going on there in that whole writing process. And I know that there's still some pride that needs to be crushed. And maybe that was part of it. I don't know, but I want to let you know, watch out. The enemy will try to steal it. He'll try to kill it. He'll try to destroy whatever it is God has already said to you. And so if you look at your thought for the week in the bulletin, you don't think I was thinking about that? I said, no matter what it looks like, don't let your praise report be stolen. If it was from God, nothing changes that. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by the word of God and not by the word of man. Not even our own words do we walk by. We must walk by the Word of God. It's the only thing that will continue. It's the only thing true. It's the only thing we can depend on. You can all see what's in the bulletin, what's coming up. Next Sunday is home fellowship, and that will be at Jean's house. Next Sunday there will be directions on the back of the bulletin on how to get to Jean's house. Potluck, bring what you can. If you can't bring anything, don't worry about it. Come anyway. It's always plenty of food, right, Jean? Always. And it's always a really good time. Seems like no matter where we go or how long we stay there, it's always a good time. And it's a place where you actually get to sit down while you're eating instead of like back here where you have to stand up while you're eating. So it's always a good time. And then, so just mark that on your calendar. Mark also the following Saturday is the ladies' fellowship, the breakfast. And we don't have the details on that. That should be in next week's bulletin, because I guess that will be the last chance for it to be in the bulletin before it actually. Oh, no, it's on the 20th, not the 10th. Mark it on your calendars for the 20th, not the 10th. And then, of course, our family, I'll call it fellowship time in November. Instead of a men's or a ladies, we'll have a joint one. Gentlemen, if you want to come forward, we'll accept God's tithes and our offerings, which we give all with joy,
yes,
believing it to be multiplied back much more than we could ever think or imagine.
Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your house and glorify and worship you. We ask you to bless both the gift and the giver and help us to realize that everything does belong to you, and we're just giving back to you what is rightfully yours. We thank you for this opportunity to do this, and we thank you for each and every person that's here today. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.